On the evening of April 4th, 1968, the world lost Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. to a bullet as he stood on the balcony of his motel room in Memphis, Tennessee. Martin Luther King Jr. was an American visionary who fought long and hard for black civil rights. Among King's most ardent supporters were Jews, who could be seen and heard alongside him at the forefront of civil rights rallies and protests throughout the United States. In the 1950s and the 1960s, civil rights was a central issue for Jews and at the top of its social action agenda. Jews felt a deep kinship to blacks who shared a common history of repression and discrimination in America, and it was a moral imperative for Jews to show their support for the black community. King, an advocate for issues such as Soviet Jewry in Israel, was an essential partner with the Jews. Upon hearing the news of King's death, the Jewish community showed its love and support for the loss of its partner and friend. Jewish organizations expressed their condolences through press releases. Jewish newspapers published articles memorializing King. Jews marched with lit candles in his memory, and rabbis delivered memorial addresses commemorating his life and vision. Among the multitude of sermons delivered in response to King's death, Rabbi Harold Saperstein's words stand out as a reflection of the deep sadness that the American Jewish community felt during that dark hour in American history. Rabbi Saperstein's sermon entitled "An American Tragedy" is located in the American Jewish Archives in Cincinnati, Ohio, on the campus of the Hebrew Union College Jewish Institute of Religion. Rabbi Harold Saperstein served the congregation of Temple Emmanuel in Lynbrook, New York, for almost 50 years. The topics of his sermon ranged from general American topics, such as the Great Depression and the war in Vietnam, to specific issues of Jewish interest, such as civil rights and Israel. Saperstein began his sermon with these words: "My heart and my conscience compelled me tonight to speak of the murder of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. I speak with shame and with sorrow, but with hope." Even though this sermon was written on April 5th, 1968, a time of great sadness, its vital message about optimism and the future transcends time. As were many rabbis during the 1960s, Saperstein was deeply involved in the civil rights movement. In an earlier sermon, Saperstein described his experience from the March on Washington in August of 1963. And in An American Tragedy, Saperstein drew from his personal experience while registering black voters in Selma, Alabama in the summer of 1965, where he saw with his own eyes the deep hatred and violence of the South. Saperstein heard King speak on numerous occasions, including a Freedom March in Washington, D.C., at the UAHC convention in Chicago, and at the SCLC conference in Birmingham. Saperstein's direct involvement with the civil rights movement makes this sermon so powerful. He was not standing on the bema preaching empty words and advice that he himself would not heed. Saperstein, having heard King's inspirational words and witnessed his effect on American society, was speaking from his heart and from his own experience. To Saperstein, the loss of King's life did not mean the loss of King's dream and hope for the future. Saperstein declared, "It hurts so much that he was only 39 years old. Truly, this is an example of an unfinished life. And yet, is this not the destiny of all idealists? The great tasks of mankind are continuous. They must be carried on by generation after generation. Each advances the cause as far as time and strength permit, and then passes on, finding comfort only in the realization that others will continue." King's life was cut short, and the message Saperstein sent to his audience was that King's dream and hard work could not end with his death. Rather, it was up to both present and future generations to carry on the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. in order to ensure equal rights for all. Saperstein brilliantly compared the life and death of King to three other visionaries: Abraham Lincoln, Theodore Herzl, and Moses. Interestingly, Saperstein chose both Jewish and non-Jewish visionaries as role models to emphasize the universal call to action in the struggle for equal rights. Each of them never lived to enjoy the fruits of their labor, yet their dreams became reality because of the generations who stood upon their shoulders and completed their work. Saperstein concluded with a call to action by turning to the wisdom of Jewish tradition. He wrote, "The ancient rabbis understood it when they said, 'Lo alecha hamlacha ligmor, lo incha ben chorin lehibatel mimenu.' It is not for you to complete the work, yet thou art not free to desist from it." He followed that principle, and so must we. If we are sincere in our sense of outrage and sorrow, we must vindicate this life so tragically cut short by strengthening the cause of human love and brotherhood, of equality and justice, of peace and goodwill, which he served with such utter dedication. This is the task, and this is our hope. If this task is to be stifled and this hope crushed by a bullet from a gun, then all is lost, and America is lost, and it won't be worth saving. His dream must be our dream, and we must make that dream real." As can be seen above, Saperstein's message of hope is a universal one. An American tragedy could be delivered anywhere, to any audience. Despite being delivered in a synagogue to a Jewish audience, his message has great value to a larger American audience. The death of Martin Luther King Jr. affected all people who were partners in the fight for equal rights. Because King's life was cut short, it was up to the generations to come to make his dream into a reality.